This is the reading for November 30th. Micah chapter 5. So, strong city, gather your soldiers together, because we are surrounded and attacked. They will hit the leader of Israel in the face with a club. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are too small to be among the army groups from Judah, from you will come one who will rule Israel for me. He comes from very old times, from days long ago. The Lord will give up his people until the one who is having a baby gives birth. Then the rest of his relatives will return to the people of Israel. At that time, the ruler of Israel will stand and take care of his people with the Lord's strength and with the power of the name of the Lord his God. The Israelites will live in safety because his greatness will reach all over the earth. He will bring peace. Assyria will surely come into our country and walk over our large buildings. We will set up 7 shepherds, 8 leaders of the people. They will destroy the Assyrians with their swords. They will conquer the land of Assyria with their swords drawn. They will rescue us from the Assyrians when they come into our land, when they walk over our borders. Then the people of Jacob who are left alive will be to other people like dew from the Lord or rain on the grass. It does not wait for human beings. It does not pause for any person. Those of Jacob's people who are left alive will be scattered among many nations and peoples. They will be like a lion among the animals of the forest, like a young lion in a flock of sheep. As it goes, it jumps on them and tears them to pieces, and no one can save them. So you will raise your fist in victory over your enemies, and all your enemies will be destroyed. The Lord says, at that time I will take your horses from you and destroy your chariots. I will destroy the cities in your country and tear down all your defenses. I will take away the magic charms you use, so you will have no more fortune tellers. I will destroy your statues of gods and the stone pillars you worship, so that you will no longer worship what your hands have made. I will tear down Asherah idols from you and destroy your cities. In my anger and rage, I will pay back the nations that have not listened.
Chapter 2.
False prophets were among God's people in the past, as false teachers will be among you. They will secretly bring in their own destructive teachings. They will deny the Lord who has bought them, and they will bring themselves swift destruction. Many people will follow them in their sexual freedom and will cause others to dishonor the way of truth. In their greed, they will use good-sounding arguments to exploit you. The verdict against them from long ago is still in force, and their destruction is not asleep. God didn't spare angels who sinned. He threw them into hell, where he has secured them with chains of darkness and is holding them for judgment. God didn't spare the ancient world either. He brought the flood on the world of ungodly people, but he protected Noah and 7 other people. Noah was his messenger who told people about the kind of life that has God's approval. God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed them by burning them to ashes. He made those cities an example to ungodly people of what is going to happen to them. Yet God rescued Lot, a man who had his approval. Lot was distressed by the lifestyle of people who had no principles and lived in sexual freedom. Although he was a man who had God's approval, he lived among the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Each day was like torture to him as he saw and heard the immoral things that people did. Since the Lord did all this, he knows how to rescue godly people when they are tested. He also knows how to hold immoral people for punishment on the day of judgment. This is especially true of those who follow their corrupt nature along the path of impure desires and who despise the Lord's authority. These false teachers are bold and arrogant. They aren't afraid to insult the Lord's glory. Angels who have more strength and power than these teachers don't bring an insulting judgment against them from the Lord. These false teachers insult what they don't understand. They are like animals, which are creatures of instinct that are born to be caught and killed. So they will be destroyed like animals and lose what their wrongdoing earned them. These false teachers are stains and blemishes. They take pleasure in holding wild parties in broad daylight. They especially enjoy deceiving you while they eat with you. They're always looking for an adulterous woman. They can't stop looking for sin as they seduce people who aren't sure of what they believe. Their minds are focused on their greed. They are cursed. These false teachers have left the straight path and wandered off to follow the path of Balaam, son of Beor. Balaam loved what his wrongdoing earned him, but he was convicted for his evil. A donkey, which normally can't talk, spoke with a human voice and wouldn't allow the prophet to continue his insanity. These false teachers are dried-up springs. They are a mist blown around by a storm. Gloomy darkness has been kept for them. They arrogantly use nonsense to seduce people by appealing to their sexual desires, especially to sexual freedom. They seduce people who have just escaped from those who live in error. They promise these people freedom, but they themselves are slaves to corruption. A person is a slave to whatever he gives into. People can know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and escape the world's filth. But if they get involved in this filth again and give in to it, they are worse off than they were before. It would have been better for them never to have known the way of life that God approves of than to know it and turn their backs on the holy life God told them to live. These proverbs have come true for them. A dog goes back to its vomit, and a sow that has been washed goes back to roll around in the mud.